carefully.
All I wanna eat is them barbecue.
The original, often imitated, never duplicated.
All I want is someone just to try to protect us.
41 years running.
Continuously.
The longest running program in radio history. Beer for breakfast. Not just an excuse for us to write our beer purchases off on our taxes and to drink at work, but a segment to inform and hopefully entertain you when it comes to the world of craft beer.
And celebrating fantastic beer to share with friends.
You know,
You just saw the name of this beer?
I did.
Dave has been talking trash about pumpkins over the last few weeks. And as we embrace fall, I decided, let's do another pumpkin beer. It's actually, this is a beer we did, Dave, 12 years ago. 12 years ago, we did this beer. So we are bringing it back. This is a old school OG pumpkin ale. It's Dogfish Head. Pumpkin ale. And it has 7% alcohol by volume today, being served from a 12-ounce brown bottle. Interesting, because this used to be sold only in 4-packs, now being sold in a 6-pack, priced around $13-$14 for a 6-pack. So
not
reasonably
terrible.
Priced.
Not terrible.
I recommend serving it out of a pint glass, which I'm drinking out of, or a mug. Serve it anywhere between 45 and 50 degrees Fahrenheit. The five categories in which we rate every single beer here on Beer for Breakfast: look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. Let's start with the look of the Dogfish Head Pumpkin Ale.
The look of this is like fall in a glass.
Red.
It looks like the changing leaves, doesn't it?
It's a clear copper light brown. Kind of actually, if you look at it, lots of tiny fine carbonation in there. Kind of looks like a watered down iced tea.
Oh, yeah.
Love the color on this. Decent amount of head. A little bit of sticky lacing on the side, but not an abundance amount of that. But definitely more carbonated than it used to be back in the day.
Was more carbonated then?
In my opinion, at least according to my notes from 12 years ago.
You comparing notes?
I am comparing notes.
Oh,
so we're going to see
cool
how we like this
project.
More than a decade later. Let's move on to our next category of the of Beer for Breakfast and take a big whiff of the Dogfish Head Pumpkin Ale.
Getting some spices in there, getting some pumpkin in there for sure.
It smells like a muffin.
It does. A muffin top.
A pumpkin muffin.
Oh, I love a pumpkin muffin.
Me too.
The thing I love about pumpkin ales, I do love the smell, but so many like fall short. This one, it just smells like fall. It smells like fresh baked pumpkin pie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not overwhelmed by the smell of pumpkin. It's just nice. It's there and isn't like overly sweet or overly spicy. It just smells like pumpkin.
So I will say, we did a pumpkin beer not too long ago, and one thing that I'm noticing about this one that the other one did not have is that spice.
Yeah.
And I think whenever I attribute pumpkin beers and pumpkin flavored things, I want and need that, like a little tinge. It's that nutmeggy, that smell, that
you
spice
want it.
Of fall.
But the problem is with that there are so many pumpkin ales and pumpkin beers that are out there that are just that, just smell
spice
that way.
Spice and no pumpkin.
And then they just fall flat. They're just crappy ales or crappy lagers. This is not that. Let's move on to our favorite part, which is the taste. Let's take a big drink of the Dogfish Head Pumpkin Ale today. Dave, we'll start with you.
It's fine.
Just fine? What?
It's fine. Not a big fan.
Turn his mic off.
Don't like
In my mind.
No. I will double down. It's fine. I don't really like pumpkin beer. I think pumpkin pie is garbage. I think pumpkin muffins suck. Pumpkin should still be outlawed. I'm sure you guys will love
it. He's turning into one of those people that make it his personality. You know what I mean? Like your anti-Nickelback, your anti-pineapple on pizza.
Yeah.
You don't like Ugg boots.
Dave's just the anti-everything.
Your whole personality is going to Starbucks and getting a pumpkin spice latte.
I am...
Tuesday.
If truck nuts were a person, I am it. And I'm okay with it. You know, like I just understand that about
Why don't trucks have boobs? Why don't we have like
They
truck
should
boobs?
Have truck
yeah,
boobs.
I feel like that's sexist.
They have those bras or eyelashes on Volkswagen
Those
bugs.
Look terrible.
Audrey, you are a fan of pumpkin. So what do you think of the pumpkin ale?
I think the name is cute. I think that the taste is there. I think that it is a little bit more spice forward than pumpkin, which I personally don't hate. Again, because I like the taste of fall. I agree that pumpkin is a little overrated from time to time, but this just isn't
time and place.
It's but also I feel like the name is misrepresented because I don't taste so much pumpkin.
I feel like there's a solid amount of pumpkin in here. I don't know. Let me take another drink.
It tastes like a little, it just tastes like fall. It tastes like spice, but not in a bad way. It's just fall. It tastes like fall beer.
Producer Jordan, do you like this beer and the taste of it?
It's pretty easy to drink, but my big gripe is the same thing as Audrey, is I don't taste any pumpkin, like, at all. Like, I taste a tinge of the spice in there, but I don't smell any pumpkin, I don't taste any pumpkin, and looking at this with this amazing artwork on here, I would think that there'd be a punch of pumpkin.
Spooky artwork,
by the
way.
I'm actually getting more of the pumpkin in the finish. Up front, I'm getting that cinnamon and spice. Those are just big flavors that are the, you know, the initial wave of there. I think they're pretty strong. The middle, it does have that nice balance. I don't think this is overwhelming. I think this is a pretty easy to drink and well-balanced beer for what it is. And coming in at 7% alcohol by volume, the alcohol is just, you cannot even, I'm shocked. That is a 7%, because it just does not drink that way in any way, shape, or form. The finish for me is where the pumpkin really does come out. And again, not overwhelming, but a nice balanced pumpkin that kind of takes you on a nice hay ride, like through a pumpkin patch.
Hey.
A little pumpkin patch.
The mouthfeel, just below medium body, like between the light and medium, but more towards the medium bodied. Spicy. It's kind of got a creaminess to it too, which is surprising considering to see how much of that fine carbonation is in there. The drinkability for me, I think this is a great fall beer. The price point is pretty solid overall for, you know, $13 for a six pack of 7%ers. I think the price point is spot on. Overall, I think this is a beer I would recommend to most people who like pumpkin.
All right. You ready for your rating?
Can I get a drink roll, please?
Oh, you?
Mahoney's Beer Scout Supremacy. I get the Dogfish Head Pumpkin Ale. A 3.